Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy, 5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Glad you guys could be with us here, man. We're having a lot of fun on this Wednesday afternoon. Great guests so far. And now we're bringing on the one and only Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. We love catching up with him. There's so much to, oh my goodness, look at that. Wow, look at that. They haven't cheered all week. First time, Zach, my man, how are you?
Wow, that's exactly the energy I needed right now. It's my afternoon pick-me-up, Brady.
Wouldn't that be great if you just, everything you did, like, throughout your day, you make a great sports take or something, and bam, there's Susan and Cheryl. They just go off. They start cheering for you.
How do you know I don't have that already?
You probably do, man. Okay, so I got to get right into this. Speaking of fanfare, your DNVR Broncos poll is just taking off. You did, of the following, who would you be most in favor of the Broncos trading for? Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz, or Jimmy Garoppolo? Baker Mayfield is leading on your poll today. Shocked by that?
Yeah, actually, based of the name, I'm not shocked by that because I think a lot of people like the juice that he brings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you dive into his numbers, Brady, he has two very good years in the NFL, and then he has two bad years. I mean, we're talking worse than Teddy Bridgewater. We're talking worse than Drew Lock in terms of he has a 1-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio in those other 2 years. Essentially, that is not good. He has a completion percentage of 60%. In those two seasons. Again, not good. So I think it's more so the name that is carrying him. And I think when people would dive in deeper on him, they'd say, okay, maybe not anymore.
Well, I'll admit, I would not have said Baker Mayfield, but to see your poll results, you have to vote. And so I voted on Baker Mayfield. So I can't blame people. I mean, there's, you know what? It's like you got to see it. I mean, it would be crazy, wouldn't it? I mean, if Baker Mayfield were a Denver Bronco, it would be, and again, the stats and all that stuff probably would lead to more mediocre football, but for a moment, the fanfare would be outrageous.
Oh, it really would. It would be a crazy move. And the thing that I really don't like about it, Brady, is the contract stuff that would come with it. He has one more year left on his deal, $18 million. That's fine. No, nothing wrong with that. But are you really going to trade a first-round pick for Baker Mayfield and then sign him to an extension right now where we're talking $30, $40 million per year for the next 3-4 years? That's what scares me. Or are you really going to trade a first-round pick and do what the Colts are about to do and trade a first-round pick for a guy and then let him walk after one season? That's just where I don't like this.
We got a texter from the Well County Swami. So what would you do, Zach? They want to know what you would do with between those four guys.
Man, I would not do any of them. But as you said, Brady,
you have
to choose one of them. And so I went with Kirk Cousins on mine, and I'm not excited about it. I'm not thrilled. But with that, you get a guy who is definitely going to bring very good quarterback play. Now, he's not going to bring winning necessarily. That's not something that Kirk does, and he's not going to be able to take a bad team and carry them on his back. We really haven't seen him be a winner in his career, but you would get really good quarterback play, and it would be a huge upgrade from what the Broncos have had.
We're talking to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. What do you make of George Payton's comments talking about the quarterback, talking about Drew Lock? I'm trying to read between the lines. I got to be honest, I'm having a hard time doing it because, you know, he on one hand, he mentions that we have Drew Lock and we have Rippon on contract. And then on the other, he says we need to get better there. But that could also mean we just need to get better depth. So I'm still kind of intrigued by the whole Drew Lock idea. I know it's crazy, but it's still interesting listening to him.
Brady, let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
He's
many times when asked about Drew, George has pointed to, well, he's under contract next year. And then he did elaborate a little more. Nathaniel Hackett said he's excited to work with them, but I do think that is all more so lip service than actually a commitment to Drew Lock. Look, Drew Lock's probably going to be on this team next year as a backup, and I think that's going to be Drew's role this year. I think the Broncos are really trying to get a massive upgrade, and I think it's very clear that trade for a superstar is their number one option right now. And you know what? George Payton is a guy who he really likes his draft picks. And going into yesterday before talking to him, I wasn't sure if he'd be willing to give up 3 first-round picks. After talking to him yesterday, I really do think he would be okay giving away a ton of draft capital for the quarterback position. And in my mind, that's just what you need to do, because if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance in this league.
We're talking to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Zach, you've been all over the place, man. The combine, for me personally, you know, great guys running around doing 40s and all that stuff. What I love about the combine is exactly what you're doing. You're getting the scoop from, you know, Pete Carroll, John Lynch. You're hearing from George Payton, John Lynch saying, hey, they're getting trade offers for Jimmy Garoppolo. Pete Carroll saying the same thing. Also talking about Kenny Pickett having a great interview. This is my favorite portion of the combine, is exactly what you're doing.
Oh, without a doubt, me as well. And you know, it's funny, you come out here to Indianapolis, and if you're here to watch guys run, you have to do it on a TV, because they don't even let you watch the guys run the 40s. That's only for NFL personnel. So for me, in a media perspective, yeah, this week I don't even think about how many times someone's going to bench press 225 pounds. I don't even think about how fast they're going to run the combine. You're exactly right. This is all about talking to general managers, talking about coaches, and staying out way too late, meeting sources behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I love it, man. Nobody's doing better work than what you're doing right now either, and it's fantastic to get it. We're getting texts coming in, but I want to let me ask some more of my question, guys. My goodness. So what are you hearing now? What, every single week it does seem like Aaron Rodgers news heats up, then it cools off. Russell Wilson news heats up, then it cools off. Where are we on the elite quarterback tracker for the Broncos at this stage?
Not looking good right now, Brady. I don't think that Russell Wilson is going to be dealt. Now, today the Seahawks put out, you know, that they're not even listening. That they're taking phone calls, but then they're immediately shutting down any trade offers. And that is what I'm also hearing behind the scenes, that a deal is not going to get done there. And I really do think that that Aaron Rodgers is going to go back to Green Bay. I think he's just been toying with everyone, especially these last few days, these last couple of weeks. He knows he's going to go back, get a monster deal, become the NFL's highest paid quarterback. And Kyler Murray, I do think that now that the Cardinals have their head coach and their GM on contract extensions, I would think that they would now shift their focus to Kyler Murray, make their quarterback happy, because if your quarterback's happy, then you can have a happy fan base and organization. And if he's not, well, you get the drama that they're dealing with now. So I don't see the Broncos being able to trade for a superstar quarterback. So then it goes to plan two. And right now, I do think plan B for the Broncos is going to be the draft. And I think there's a couple of guys, with parsing things I've heard from behind the scenes and also things that we learned from Nathaniel Hackett and George Payton yesterday, I think you really got to look at Sam Howell. I think he's kind of fitting the mold of what both of these guys are looking for, because Nathaniel Hackett and George Payton are looking for different things. And when you put it together, man, I'm just seeing Sam Howell right now.
Okay, so where do you get him realistically? I mean, the Broncos might be able to really do some interesting moves as far as moving back in the draft.
Yeah, and that's something that George Payton talked about yesterday, was he likes to have all these draft picks going into the draft, because that allows him to move up, to move back, to do a lot of things once the draft comes around. So that's something that's going the Broncos are probably going to move around in the first round. Now, if it's me, if you love a quarterback, not only do you not trade down, but you maybe trade up in order to get him. I think it would be a very bad decision to move back in the draft and then select a quarterback. That would remind me of what the Broncos did when they drafted Drew Lock. Not only did they pass on Drew at pick number 10 when they decided to trade back to get Noah Fant, they then passed on him at number 20 when they drafted Noah Fant instead, and then they passed up on him again when they drafted Dalton Risner right before drafting him. Why are you not drafting a quarterback but then using still a premium pick on him? That means you don't like him. And when it comes to the quarterback position, you've got to love this guy, and you have to have a full commitment into him. What I'm hearing behind the scenes is, do not be surprised with those 2 second-round picks and those 2 third-round picks if the Broncos select a different player at number 9 and then move up back into the first round in order to take a guy at the end of the first round at the quarterback position.
So what would that look like then, Zach? If obviously, as you mentioned, George Payton saying, hey, we have Drew Lock under contract. would that essentially become another open competition, or do you see a Sam Howell and you're like, you know what, we want to go right now, let's take the training wheels off and see what we have, or do we have this whole decision 4.0 again coming up in training camp?
Yeah, that's really what it would be, and you know, I'm okay with no more decisions, even though they make for my job to be a lot more interesting. But again, me, I think it's still obvious. One is the future. The other guy is what? He's going to hold the job for 2 to 6 games, anywhere like that. I absolutely go ahead and start the rookie. Look, no one's looking at what the Bears did last year and saying, oh, that was really smart that they started Andy Dalton those first couple of games and delayed Justin Fields' advancement and understanding of the game. No, that made no sense at all. You got to do what the New England Patriots and the Jacksonville Jaguars did. Start your rookie right away. Saying that again, I think the NFL would have a little bit of a different take on that, and there probably would be a competition. Now, if it's Drew Lock is that guy, then maybe there isn't a competition because Drew Lock's not necessarily going to bring that stability, guaranteed stability, like a Teddy Bridgewater would. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're pairing him up with Teddy Bridgewater again. And that was something that George Payton talked about yesterday. It was really interesting. When talking about free agent quarterbacks, George said, we don't necessarily like multiple quarterbacks in free agency, but we like Teddy, and Teddy's going to be a free agent. So pretty much he just said the only guy we like in free agency is Teddy.
I don't know what it is. Teddy seems like a great guy. You would know this much better than I do, but I'm just so bored watching Teddy Bridgewater. So it's crazy to think about him coming back as a Bronco. And I know I'm on the Drew Lock bandwagon. You know what? Maybe I'm with you. Just go with Sam Howell. Just go with a young guy. Let him learn on the job. Nathaniel Hackett, though, tell me how much of this is just being politically correct or whatever about Drew Lock. Nathaniel Hackett saying he's excited to work with Drew Lock. Is that just lip service?
Yes, I think so. Unfortunately, Brady, I'm sorry.
You're raining on my parade.
I don't know if I'm going to get the claps next time I'm on for raining on your parade like this, especially if they're part of the Drew Lock fan club. But I do think it's lip service. And, you know, it makes sense because, Brady, let's say Plan B really is going after a quarterback in the draft. Let's say they don't get a superstar quarterback. They go to the draft, and let's say their guy's picked right before them. They miss out on him. They trade back thinking Sam Howell's going to be there, and then he's taken right before him. Well, then you're hosed. I mean, then you're not trading for a quarterback, obviously. The free agent quarterback class has dried up by then, and you don't have a quarterback. Well, then you have to turn to Drew Lock. So it's probably good to say some good things right now in case that is the scenario and 2 months from now.
I just pictured Drew Lock like on the edge of a cliff. He's hanging on with his pinky finger, man. And if he does somehow it gets there, it's going to be the wildest situation we've seen. I mean, even to last year, you thought there was no way he was going to survive. Then he ended up starting a few games this year. And now I think it was like 0.001. So I'll be curious to see how it all unfolds. Zach, my man, always appreciate your insight. A couple of quick questions. Eastside Chris says, would Mr. Stevens kick the tires on Barkley? That's got to be one of the first Bark. What do you think there?
No, absolutely not. Javonte Williams is the way of the future, and you're not paying Saquon the type of money that he's getting, and you're not trading for him. So thank you, but no.
No, I'm with you there. Dixon texting in. Oh, here, yeah. He's a big Elway fan. Zach will have to ask Elway to be sure, but is Flacco available because he might still be in his prime?
Oh, boy, and you know what? Flacco is tall, so he's got that going for him.
Hey, what is John Elway's role? Seriously, what's that about?
Outside consultant. Man, this guy can hang around as long as he wants. That's really what this feels like. And, you know, in a serious note for this, this is just a sounding board for George Payton. George said he talks to him a couple of times a week, and I think it's just to have someone else in George's corner if he wants him. But John Elway is 100% not making decisions in the Broncos building anymore. And it's just another way to keep a legend involved in the organization.
Yeah, that was what I felt too. It's just a way to, you know, peacefully say you're not really going to be a part of what we're doing anymore, but you can consult us any time. Right. We'll either take it or leave it.
And you know what? If anyone wants to bring me on as a consultant, that sounds like a fantastic job.
I think it'd be amazing, man. You're probably bringing in a few million dollars just to consult. I got to sign up for that someday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wherever it is, sign me up as well.
All right, Zach, my man, always a good time chatting with you, my friend. You're doing a great job with your combine coverage. Last one, real quick. Anything with Trey McBride? I got to do it for our CSU fans. Anything that you're seeing that would lead you to believe that he will go in the first round?
Oh, man. I mean, he's having an excellent offseason, and that's on top of having a historic season, as everyone out there at CSU knows. He's doing everything to help his stock. In terms of talent, he should go in the first round. Something that may hurt him is just being 6'3 instead of 6'5. Mm-hmm. But boy, I got to tell you what, because he does look small when you're next to him. However, it doesn't matter. When he was at the Senior Bowl, he absolutely dominated guys that are going to be first and second round picks. So that shouldn't scare teams. But if something I learned from the combine is sometimes teams, especially the Broncos, get too caught up in height and weight and your measurements instead of just looking at the tape. So wherever he lands, man, that team is going to get a darn good football player.
No doubt about it. Zach, my friend, great job as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Right on. Thanks for having me on, Brady.
Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal, Jades. I've got, what do I got here? I got a $25 gift certificate to the GOAT. You were at that place last night. Crazy, off the chain. It was our last UNC coaches show. Hope you enjoyed those. Jerry Schimmel did a wonderful job. I'm going to test the Hooligans here and see if they're listening. I'm going to give you a $25 gift card right now to the GOAT. Tell me, we started the segment with it, so if you weren't listening from the beginning of this segment, you're probably not going to win this gift card. DNVR Broncos did a poll, a quarterback poll. Who did we say was leading in that poll? That's it. I'm going to give you a $25 gift certificate. Be the third caller to get that right. Who did we say was leading in that poll on DNVR Broncos? $25 gift card coming your way to the third caller, 970-353-1310. That's the First Advantage Hotline, 970-353-1310. 22 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Follow NoCo Preps Hoops with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kristen McKeo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Am I the only one that actually does kind of want to see Drew Lock next year? Are you done? Are we done? Are you guys done with that? I know you hate me so much for it. I get a lot of hate on this take. I mean, just absolutely terrible. But I'm looking around here, and I'm not seeing anybody that moves the needle outside of Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. I mean, are you guys really excited about Baker Mayfield? You're going to take Baker Mayfield over Drew Lock at this stage? Knowing it's going to cost you a lot more. That's what I'm saying. You know, pound for pound, you put them right next to each other. These are starting quarterbacks. Carson Wentz, Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield. But it's going to cost you more. You know, and the trade situation is what's going to hurt. I mean, you're going to have to trade. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo's a first-round pick. Baker Mayfield's a first-round pick. Do you really want to get rid of number 9 for that? And I know, you guys, I hear it every day. Nobody is with me on this. I get it. Noob is with me. Noob, we got a noob sighting, is saying, I want to see Dr. Drew as the quarterback for sure next year. There we go. I've been beating around the bush on this, Jades. I've been doing it for a while. You know, I've been saying it makes sense and da 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 da. At the end of the day, I'm not done with him. I'm not done. I do feel like there's still something in the tank. You guys, I mean, we act like, we just act like he was god-awful in those games. He had a lot of issues, for sure. But he also had some moments where you say, all right, this guy can do it. This guy can make some plays. Well, Kenny Swami, Noob is such a brown noser. I mean, okay, did those guys really excite you? Does Baker Mayfield excite you to the point where you're going to go first-round draft pick and you trade somebody? Kirk Cousins? Carson Wentz? Jimmy Garoppolo? I just don't see it. If they're all free agents, like Carson Wentz, no. Jimmy Garoppolo, no. Kirk Cousins, if he's a free agent, meh. Duell County Swami says, we don't act like it. He was god-awful. He wasn't god-awful. He wasn't. He has weird footwork that needs to be worked on with competent coaches. John Elway, I wrote about this in my Deep Thoughts from a Wandering Mind months ago or weeks ago, whenever the hell it was. The Broncos ruined his first 3 years. John Elway didn't have a plan, folks. You know that. Why would you draft a quarterback like Drew Locke that's going to be an experiment? He was a second rounder. For a coach like Vic Fangio. Why would you hire Vic Fangio and then go, you know what? We want a quarterback that makes zero sense to what Vic's about. That's what we're going to do. You don't think for a second that Nathaniel Hackett, an offensive-minded guy, also a scientist, I'm pretty sure. He was going to be a scientist, so now he's a football scientist, can get the best out of Locke? Here's what I think is going to happen. I think at number nine, or you move around, in the first round, the Broncos are going to take a quarterback. Do I want that to happen? You know what I was saying yesterday. A guy's starting to stick out for me. Inside linebacker Devin Lloyd out of Utah. Liking him. I know they probably should draft a right tackle. Is Evan Neal going to be there from Alabama at nine? No. Charles Cross, maybe from Mississippi State. Maybe. Jackson Kirkland from Washington? Maybe. It's not going to be sexy. It's never exciting, but it might be necessary. So we'll see. But I think they're going to take a quarterback at number nine. Or they move around, but in the first round, they're going to take a quarterback. And then I do think it's going to be an open competition. Texter, winning excites me. Jimmy G is a proven winner. Come out of a similar game plan as Hackett, let's go get that sexy bet. Okay. Wow. Really? I mean, his numbers aren't that great. San Francisco is a complete football team. You put Jimmy G on this roster, which again, you guys are kidding yourselves. This roster is not ready made. It's not ready to go, man. It's not. You can say what all you want, but they have so many free agents that they have to get going, that they have to figure out what they're going to do. Now, they are in talks with Bryce Callahan. They are in talks with Melvin Gordon, but they still have a big hole in their inside linebacker spot, one of their safety spots with Kareem Jackson. And again, even at the corner, their cornerback position situation is so rough with all the free agents, even though they have Patrick Surtain, that many of the mock drafts have cornerback as one of their big needs, even though they just fulfilled that last year. Because you need to get two. I don't see them taking a cornerback in the first two rounds. But that's how bad it is. That's how bad it's looking right now for them in that situation. Jimmy G on this roster, the Broncos are not a contender. They're not. And if you're not a contender with that move, then you're wasting your time. Drafting a quarterback or going with Drew Locke also does not put them necessarily a contender. But you're not giving up anything you're not risking draft picks. You're not risking mortgaging your future. And a quarterback at number nine, you would be growing with. You would be willing to grow with. And I'm okay with that. I know that this is not a sexy draft class. But if George Payton is as good as I think he is at evaluating talent, the draft is his wheelhouse. This is his time. I think he's either going to decide. I think if he does take a quarterback, then he has done his homework, and then that guy might work out. I'm not saying Kenny Pickett or Matt Corral or Desmond Ridder or Sam Howell even really moved the needle for me. I'm telling you, 1 year in, I got a lot of faith in George Payton. I think this is his area. That's why I don't like the idea of taking ammunition out of his gun. Don't take draft picks out of his gun. He needs those because he's going to be good. Look what they've already done with the draft picks from last year. I mean, obviously Patrick Surtain was, I think better than advertised. I thought maybe it would take him some time. Javonte Williams, certainly better than advertised. Quinn Miners ended up being a big part of that offensive line and what they were doing. And Baron Browning, Caden Stearns, all the way down through the fifth round, those guys were all playmakers. Give him as many draft picks as he needs. Look at that, though. You got five guys right there that might very well be the future of your organization. Patrick Surtain and Javonte Williams are, if they're not A-list players, they're B-list for sure. Quinn Miners, Baron Browning, all these guys started at one point. Caden Stearns might give you the confidence to be okay moving on from Kareem Jackson. He's not a B-list guy. They're still going to feel the pains of losing Kareem Jackson, but he's a guy that might get better next season and take a big step. I mean, that was a phenomenal draft class. This was the best draft class the Broncos have had in a long time based off of what we saw in the first year. That's what gives me so much faith about what George Payton can do with draft picks. That's why I don't want to get rid of a first-round pick, second-round pick, third-round pick for Aaron Rodgers. I'm not there. And I don't want to give away a first- or second-round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo or Kirk Cousins. None of those things work for me. If George Payton thinks that Kenny Pickett or Sam Howell they could be the guys, maybe not next year, then do it. Go with the pick number 9, and then Drew Lock could be in a similar situation as Jimmy G, not with as rich of a background. I get it, but he's got to prove it year. And worst comes to worse, he doesn't prove it, and you go with your young guy, and you go with the future. With a George Payton guy, not a John Elway guy, not a Paxton Lynch. You guys are gun-shy, and I get it. I'm not necessarily saying pick a quarterback at number 9. I'm saying that if they do, I trust George Payton's process. That he must be seeing something that he thinks could work down the road. That is the thing about the draft, man. You can look at all of these players, the Sam Darnolds of the world, and on paper, it's a no-brainer. We're taking him early. He's going to be the guy. Well, he didn't work out. That's what I don't get, is a lot of people saying things like, it's all about the system. You know, you can ruin a quarterback. Trevor Lawrence is going to be ruined, it's saying in Jacksonville. You know, maybe not. Obviously, they have their situation now with Peterson, so they're cool. But if we say that, and that is a common thing that we say when we're evaluating quarterbacks, well, yeah, but in fairness, he went to this terrible team. We give good quarterbacks a lot of rope. We give them a lot of room, a lot of leeway. But you're not willing to give Drew Lock that. Why? Brady, because I saw his footwork. Because I saw the things that he did. I didn't like his attitude. It's not fair to say that since he was in a bad system, he was never taught, you know, again, was he doing those things in college? I didn't watch him a whole heck of a lot in college. I'll be real honest. But a lot of those things I think can be fixed. I noticed something right off the bat. I mean, his second year in the league, when he did start, he constantly snapped and rolled to the right. Remember that? He was always, as soon as he snapped the ball, he was already rolling to the right. He was already trying to run out of the pocket. He fixed that within the season. And that was with, well, was that Skangs at that point? Was that Scangarello? No, Shermer was there 2 years. Drew Lock had Scangarello in that first year, the year he actually had a great 4 or 5 game stretch. And then what did the Broncos do? What did Vic Fangio do? You're gone. You went 4-1 in your last 5 games, and you've moved on from your offensive coordinator. So to sit there and tell me that the Broncos organization didn't waste Drew Lock and his talent is absolutely wrong. It's just crazy to me, man. It's crazy that we're not even willing to give some of the benefit of the doubt to Drew Luck. That this was just a terrible, terrible situation. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I think anybody would have been there. Any quarterback would have been there for the Broncos, and it would have been bad. A bad move. Eastside Chris chiming in. Brady, light up. Light up season. Light up season. Mayfield, Barkley, 2A, Boone, 2B, goodbye, Gordon, and Judy. So wait, you're saying Barkley and Boone? So what about Javonte Williams? Baker Mayfield would make it entertaining, wouldn't he? No, I'm not there. Stay the course. Draft a quarterback at 9. 40 minutes after the hour, I got more texts. I'll get to them on the other side. Let's get at the latest on the Local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Did I hear Zach right? Did he say there could be a chance that you get Teddy Bridgewater back? Oh, my goodness. Why would you go there? Why? The most boring guy in the world. This text from Dixon. And I never know where this one, I never know where he's coming from. Brady, believe it or not, I kind of agree with you on Luck. What? What? The arch nemesis of the show, Dixon, never agrees with me. But for this, he's agreeing. Let me read. Oh, wow. Oh. There he is. I think there is some talent there that could be developed, but he had some things working against him. Denver fans and coaches see guys like Mahomes come in and be pretty special right away when given a chance. Locke wasn't able to do that, so people soured quickly because they expect that type of immediate results. And now people think he's a guy who couldn't even beat out a guy like Teddy. The talent is there, but Jeff George also had talent. That could be Locke's path. He reminds me a little of Jeff George. Yeah, Jeff George had kind of a decent career. The Will Kenny Swami said, well, that's proof right there that Locke needs to be gone if Dixon's agreeing with you. It's not that he didn't beat out Teddy. I'm sorry, but they screwed him over from the get-go. You watch that preseason. They put Drew Lock in all the awkward situations, and they opened up the playbook for Teddy. Vic Fangio sabotaged Drew Lock. Absolutely. People think I'm being a conspiracy theorist on this. Fangio never wanted Drew Lock, which again is so strange. Why the Broncos drafted him? He wants a milquetoast kind of guy. He wants a guy that's going to throw 5-yard zingers, a little two and out. Little tight end, 2 yards and out. Let's go there. Little running back hit. That's what he wants. He didn't want a guy that was taking chances. You sign Tim Patrick and Cortland Sutton because you need somebody that can throw the ball in the air to them. Teddy was not that guy. So I will tell you this. I'm a believer in George Payton, but here's something I need to see. Get a quarterback that fits what you just did. You hired Nathaniel Hackett. You signed Tim Patrick and Cortland Sutton to long-term deals. You want to be this high-flying offense? Make damn sure you don't make Teddy Bridgewater the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos next year. What are we doing at that point? Let's go win another 7 games. Get out of here with that. And if Drew Lock struggles, boom, you put in the rookie. And you start the new era for the Broncos. Not the Teddy Bridgewater thing. Teddy won't lose the job. That's the thing. If you took him and started him over a rookie quarterback, he wouldn't lose the job. He wouldn't play poorly enough to lose the job. He'd have to get hurt again. But that's the thing. You will win 7 games. Drew's either going to prove me right and show that spark and light it up and be sensational, or he's going to be a dud. And you're going to know that about 3 weeks in. That should have been the damn plan. I know I sound like a broken record, but your first 3 games of the season were easy. You give him to Drew Lock, you see what he's got. If he struggles in those 3, you move right the hell on. But instead, you went with Teddy. Of course you were going to win those 3 games. Those were 3 of the worst teams in the league at that point, 48 minutes after the hour. We got a short break coming up. When we come back, I'll wrap it up. We'll get to what's on TV. I didn't even mention this yet. Boise State did end up beating Nevada. They are the regular season champs per the Mountain West Network. So Colorado State playing for pride and better seating coming up on Saturday. So we'll wrap it up with what's on TV. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKN.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to my man, Brady Hall, and the Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show. We're almost done here on a Wednesday. Hey, don't forget, on tomorrow's show, we're going to have CU Buffs head men's basketball coach Tad Boyle on the program. We'll also have the David Roddy show. A little birdie tells me he might be coming in, so that'll be cool. Check it out. I love that show. Only a few of those left, too, by the way. What's on tonight? You got OKC taking on the Denver Nuggets. See if the Nuggets can keep it rolling. Michael Porter Jr. is going to be playing this month for the Nuggets. It is going to happen, and I am ready for that day. Cannot wait. So they play at 7 o'clock tonight. The game will be on altitude. Also on FS1, more Mountain West action. Wyoming taking on UNLV. Wyoming, who I think is in, still probably needs some insurance to. And if they get tonight, if they beat UNLV tonight, bounce back after that San Diego State loss, then I do think that there's no doubt about it. They're probably in anyway, but you got to be careful here. You got two games left in the regular season, and you just want to be extremely careful. You don't want to miss out. You've had a hell of a season. Can they finish this off? So don't forget, we'll have UNC basketball tomorrow night, 7 o'clock here on 103.1 and 1310 KFK. They have two games remaining. They got to get a good spot in that conference tournament, man. I am ready for that. It is March. Great time to be a sports fan. Bad time to be a baseball fan. Good night, Northern Colorado.